Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at the door. Our Father, Heavenly Father, as our Creator, You first loved us. Knowing all things, You knew that we would fall short of the mark and would choose to sin against You. Because of Your infinite love for Your creation, You provided a way. The way, the truth, and the life. You provided your Son, Jesus the Christ, the perfect way to you. The door, the only door, the only path to you, access to your presence. We thank you and praise you for the door you provided. Father, we want to enter in through that door to stand in your presence totally free from sin, from the presence, from the power, and the penalty of sin. We praise you for your amazing grace, unmerited favor you have shown toward us. God, help us during this hour to recognize the door you created and all that means to us as we worship together, as we worship you today.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Give them all, give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys.
Just give them all to Jesus.
Give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus.
And He will turn your sorrow into joy. He never said you'd only see sunshine. He never said there'd be no rain.
He never said there'd be no rain.
He only promised us a heart full of singing.
A heart full of singing.
That the very thing that once brought pain.
Just give them all to Jesus.
Give them. Jesus, shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys.
Just give them all to Jesus.
Give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus, and He will turn your sorrow into joy. Jesus, shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all,
give them all,
give them all to Jesus, and He will turn your sorrow into joy. 'Cause He will turn your sorrow into joy. Give them all to Jesus, lay them down.
Why don't you give up?
'Cause He will turn your sorrow into joy.
Why don't you give up?
'Cause He will turn your sorrow.
Thank you again for joining us for this call to worship. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry as you're led. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate this ministry, I invite you to send your tax-deductible gift to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. There are several ways you can learn more about this ministry. Our website contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a link to that week's program. That allows you to listen to the program whenever it's convenient to you and allows you to hear this ministry even if it is not on a radio station in your area. You will also find a list of songs on the website for each program. Our Facebook page is a good opportunity for you to connect with other Call to Worship listeners and to find out what the topic is for the next week's program. Thank you for listening.
The dew is still.
And he tells me I am
This is your call to worship.
everything to God in
Dear God in heaven, as we step into your throne room to be reminded about your Son, Jesus Christ, as the door, the only access to you that we have, God, just collect our thoughts. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you during this special time that we set aside to dive into your word. Amen. Jesus Christ is the door, and he provides us access by the Spirit to the Father. No man can have access to the Father except through him. Without that door, we absolutely could not gain any access to God, and none of the benefits or a relationship with him. We look at these words from John 10, these words of Jesus Christ himself. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. When Christ was crucified, he became our door, providing access into the very presence of God. That literally did away with the veil of the temple that separated the priests from the Holy of Holies. Find these words in Hebrews 9. The way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. And Matthew 27, verse 51, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. 1 Peter 3, Christ suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God as the doorway. John 14, 6, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Ephesians 2 tells us, Through him we have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Well, God also opened doors of a different kind, doors of opportunity for the furtherance of the gospel. Acts 14, upon arriving in Antioch, they called the church together and reported everything God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles too. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, when I came to the city of Troas to preach the good news of Christ, the Lord opened a door of opportunity for me. Romans 5, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith, a doorway into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You see, without God providing a way, we could have no access to him, no relationship with him. Praise God that he created us in his image, and that he first loved us. He made a way that we can not only approach him, but boldly come into his presence and cry, Abba, Father. Once you have been born again, friend, adopted into his family, you have intimate access to him now and throughout eternity. Enjoy that confidence. No busy signals and no dropped calls. Great is his faithfulness.
Changes not. I look back on this road I've traveled, I've seen so many times he's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer
Our call to worship topic this hour has been The Door, the only door, Jesus Christ Himself. Thank you for listening. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, please consider a gift to this ministry. Call to Worship is listener-supported. It is your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, the door, every good thing that is pleasing to him, all glory to him forever and ever.
Lead us to